This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
On X at Rich Zeoli. Appreciate you being here today. Every day we appreciate you being here. So always a pleasure to have you with us. Let's get into some of the audio as we begin our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, where you can book your September to Remember getaway. Earn resort credits and room discounts at my happy place, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. So what we've witnessed from the president over the several days now has been nothing short of remarkable. And really true, I mean, considering that we've done nothing over the last 3.5 years on purpose, mind you, done nothing. Let's start with cut number one. Take a listen.
What we've witnessed President Trump accomplish over the last few days has been nothing short of remarkable. We are now 3.5 years into the war between Russia and Ukraine, a brutal conflict that has claimed hundreds of thousands of Russian and Ukrainian lives and cost trillions of dollars. The weakness and incompetence of Joe Biden foolishly allowed the killing to start in the first place. Until President Trump returned to office in January, the bloody and broken Biden status quo was to endlessly force American taxpayers to fund Ukraine no matter the cost, no matter how long it takes, and no matter how many lives were lost. There is no denying that Biden's America Last foreign policy moved the world further away from peace. President Trump rejected that failed approach and instead, over the last 7 months, has relentlessly pursued peace throughout his second term. And thanks to President Trump's efforts, we finally have movement after years of deadly gridlock.
Think about the fact that nothing was done on purpose. I mean, this is kind of like the border, right? I mean, the border was wide open on purpose. They didn't fix it deliberately. So you remember years ago that Democrat member of Congress was saying how I need to keep all these illegal immigrants here in my district for the purposes of reapportionment. I got to keep my district. Same exact thing. We're going to flood the zone with illegal immigrants. Well, the Biden administration never had peace talks, never tried to bring Putin to the table, never tried to bring Zelensky to the table, never tried to have a peace conversation. And nobody asked. No one ever asked why. Nobody. Think about it. Doesn't that strike you as even a little bit odd that no one ever said, what about a peace talk? What about a peace summit? What about a conversation? In all the wars, and we've had a lot of them over the years, we've had people attempt to broker peace agreements, people attempt to broker ceasefires, but there was never an attempt ever in all the years Biden was president, and nobody ever asked. No one. Never. It was never a thing. In fact, it was considered gauche to suggest such a thing. It meant you weren't standing with Ukraine. I don't know why. It just was. It was like how it was racist to say COVID came from a lab. I don't know why. It just was. They were just told that. They just decided that. Fly your Ukraine flag and shut up. And if you suggest a peace, a ceasefire, a peace agreement, a summit, you're on Putin's. You want Putin to win. Like, huh? That's the way it works, because there were very, very powerful people who had a lot of reasons to keep this war going. And because so many good people, I'm using quotes if you're not watching on YouTube, were more than happy to just put their little Ukraine pins on and put their Ukraine flag on their Facebook profile and just stand with them. All right, well, if you stand with them, don't you think we should maybe have a ceasefire, conversation, summit, mediation, something? No? No, so what? We just, what? You just keep giving them money? Just keep giving them weapons. Okay. How's that working out for him? Ah, you want Putin to win. What? She went on to say, following the encouraging conversations yesterday, President talked to Putin by phone. Cut two.
Following the encouraging conversations yesterday, President Trump spoke with President Putin by phone, and he agreed to begin the next phase of the peace process, a meeting between President Putin and President Zelensky, which would be followed, if necessary, by a trilateral meeting between President Putin, President Zelensky, and President Trump. As the president said, Vice President Vance, Secretary Rubio, and Special Envoy Witkoff will continue to coordinate with Russia and Ukraine to make this happen as soon as possible. It's very important to remember that before President Trump's landslide victory last November, there was no end in sight to this bloodshed. Now there may finally be light at the end of the tunnel and an opportunity for lasting peace. That's because President Trump is the peace president and American leadership is back on the world stage. It should not be lost on anyone in this room that world leaders are coming right here to Washington, D.C. for help. While previous presidents have traveled halfway around the world to apologize for America, President Trump stands up for America, and he has firmly restored America's status as the undisputed leader of the free world.
By the way, thanks to Crypto Hodel at Crypto Hodel Group, who said Tulsi is Zioli Army material. Damn right she is. Honorary Lieutenant Colonel. Over the past few months, D&I Gabbard put out, I've been working closely with our partners in the UK alongside POTUS and VP to ensure Americans' private data remains private and our constitutional rights and civil liberties are protected. As a result, the UK has agreed to drop its mandate for Apple to provide a back door that would have enabled access to the protected encrypted data of American citizens and encroached on our civil liberties. Excellent. You know, one of my favorite memories of talk radio, and if you've been with me since day one, you remember this, is the it's not just one phone. When that terrorist, and this is going back to the mid-2000s, like when we had the Phillies and I was getting bumped for women's highlight, and they had that guy and they had his phone and he was dead, and then they wanted to open up the phone. Do you remember that? And it was, what was that, Matt? Oh, the San Bernardino shooting, right. Yeah. When was that?
A while ago. I'll get the exact date.
And I was on Afternoons back then. I should have freaking stayed in Afternoons. But anyway, I was in Afternoons and Rush Limbaugh was 12 to 3. And Rush Limbaugh said, it's not just one phone. And you cannot have the government force Apple to destroy its intellectual property. And this will not stop at one phone. And the government will then be able to access all of our data. And we were at the precipice of this. Like, this is, I mean, this is before 2016. This is before, I mean, this is way before we saw what the deep state was capable of doing with Donald Trump. Well, I had the exact same opinion that Rush did. And not because Rush had that opinion. That was my opinion because of my civil libertarian views, as you know. And we were in the minority of talk show hosts back then. Most talk show hosts, including people that also followed Rush Limbaugh at 3 p.m. and who used to follow Rush Limbaugh on this station at 3 p.m., but didn't, and then did, and then didn't again, which is why I probably won't be on, say, if hypothetically they had a show on a network that I go on from time to time, probably won't be on their show. And again, purely being hypothetical in this example here, they were for opening up the phone because they were like, it's just one phone. If there was such a person that existed and had a show at 3 p.m. and was actually syndicated, who also had a show on a network that I go on from time to time, but never that show, his show, ever, because I took his show on this station and then took it again. So, and again,
could be anybody.
Literally anybody. Could be a thousand different people. So the San Bernardino shooting, and I had this conversation and argued with a lot of callers, and it's not just one phone, and this is the key. We had yet to see what the deep state was truly capable of doing. Now we see it with Russia collusion. We see it with our own eyes. And all of the years of giving up our liberty in the name of keeping us safe, and years of giving up our Fourth Amendment rights, and years of giving the government the ability to spy on us and track us, and, well, if you've done nothing wrong, you have nothing to fear, and blah, blah, blah. Well, turns out, guess what? If you've done nothing wrong, you have nothing to fear is a load of bullshit. You know what? I'm going to curse and just see if Andrew can catch it. Should I do that?
I recommend not doing it.
Should we do it as a test?
I'm ready with the dump button.
Can I get fired for doing this, or do it as a test?
Well, I mean, if it's dumped, it's not going to go over the air, so nothing's going to happen. But what if the dump button doesn't work or something?
I already trashed Soros on Fox News. Obviously, let's go for broke. We now know that's a load of bullshit.
Dump, dump.
I don't think that's... I don't think I said it.
You definitely said it.
I don't think I did.
When your Harvard graduate educated producer says to dump it.
He's a scaredy cat. That's what he is.
I'm not a scaredy cat.
I don't think I really said it. I think I said it like a... Blah, 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 blah.
It was close enough.
Yeah, close enough, but not enough.
Close enough for me.
And by the way, I got friends on the FCC now.
I don't think it matters.
I mean, it's great that you have those friends.
Thank you. Nice to have friends. I mean, that's true. In
high places, you never know when you're going to need their help or whatever.
Just saying, Andrew, would you like to take your kids to the White House Easter egg roll next year?
I would love to do that, actually.
Would you?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to take you.
I appreciate it. I'll tell the wife, and we'll get the kids ready, and it should be fun.
According to Melissa, I did say BS, the word.
Yeah.
She said it. She heard it.
Well, if she's listening on the stream, then yeah, she'll hear it.
It came through on YouTube.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Well,
we don't. Yeah, YouTube, you can say whatever you want.
Chris Appolito heard it too. Now, I think I said bullshit.
All right, that one was better. We don't have to dump
that one. Was pretty good. I didn't have to hit the button for that one.
That was pretty good, right?
Yeah.
I got friends of the FCC. They will act like this never happened.
I don't think that's how it works.
You know who's not going to the White House Easter egg roll next year? Him.
Come on!
Matt DeSantis. By the way, Andrew came in here before and he goes, you still have your pizza oven? I said, yeah. He goes, can I get a pie? Can I order? I go, dude, I'm not a pizzeria. Like, what? You can't just order a pizza. Don't say where I live.
No. I wasn't gonna say. The only thing I was gonna say was, whenever I think of you, and especially like with my other job last year, like driving down the turnpike to come home, I would go on the Odyssey app and I would listen because I would sometimes come home.
After today, you're gonna have to listen on podcast.
Yeah. Unfortunately, but I would think like talking about Rich just the brick oven pizza, the classic way to do it, and stuff like that. And I used to think to myself, I wonder if Rich takes orders to go.
See?
And so when I was going to be in here today, once the show got started and we were trying to fix the TV in your studio, which still isn't working, by the way,
He goes, can I get a pizza? I'm like, well,
let me take a shot. And, you know, you obviously turned me down, but, you know, it is what it is. I hold nothing against you, by the way. That's perfectly fine.
Well, you know, I if I'm making them,
mm-hmm.
I will text you, and I do have pizza boxes. I'll throw one in a box for you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. They don't travel well. It's the only thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, wood fire pizza does not travel well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only downside to it. It just, like, it doesn't lag. Even we put them, we had a couple extras the other night, we put them in the fridge and try to heat them up the next day, and mm-hmm. it's, like, not the same. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so. I got you.
Fest Guy on YouTube says, Zioli Pizza, always open. We do not serve Hawaiian pizza. Yes, you are correct. Absolutely. Correct.
He won't serve pizza with Hormel pepperoni either. I was reprimanded for that.
Pepperoni?
I like Hormel pepperoni.
What's Hormel pepperoni?
It's a generic pepperoni.
It's the pepperoni that doesn't need refrigeration. It's the kind you find in the grocery store that hangs on a shelf, you know?
Oh.
Yeah.
It's good. It comes in a little bag.
I don't eat pork, so I would be perfectly fine if I just had a regular cheese pizza. That is more than enough.
Understood. If you don't eat pork, you'll be fine, because the other day what I did was I put a little prosciutto's pork, so I guess you can't eat that. Mushroom. You like mushroom?
Yeah, mushroom. Mushroom's great.
There you go.
My wife likes mushrooms.
The key is you got to saute the mushrooms first, otherwise they get too watery.
That's correct.
Pizza,
yes, right? You have to cook them to release the moisture, okay. And then correct. You put them on the pizza after that.
Correct. And I tried to do a video with Reagan. She was having none of it the other night, to do a cooking with Reagan video. But she was in there moving the dough around with her hands in a counterclockwise manner and doing a really good job. Really good job. Like, she's getting it down.
Mm-hmm.
So when they do fire me and we open up Zioli's Pizzeria. And that's the thing. Well, as soon as you walk in, it'll say, no pineapple. If you ask, you leave. That's going to be the rule. You leave.
You're going to be the pizza Nazi. No pizza for you.
Yeah, no pizza for you.
There you go.
I agree. Good pizza doesn't need anything. I agree. Just a margarita, just a standard old classic margarita.
Mm-hmm.
We put the buffalo mozzarella on it, and I put a little bit of the fresh basil from Bridget's Garden, and it was fantastic. The buffalo mozzarella is madone, so good. You got to go buffalo mozz. You got to go Buffalo Mott's. I can't stress that enough. The problem is it's just hard to find. But I got a buddy up in North Jersey. He goes to Restaurant Depot up there, and they sell it up there, and he brings it down to South Jersey for me, and he gives it to me.
Nice.
Oh.
I got to Google that now.
The best. That's what they do in Italy. They do the Buffalo Mott's. The best. Nothing like it. I mean, I make homemade mozzarella. I get the curd, and I do the salt and the hot water, and I make it by hand, and that's really, really good. It's a good backup. My homemade mutz is a good backup, but nothing, and I mean nothing, beats buffalo mozzarella from Italy, from the buffalo, the water buffalo in Italy. Nothing. Oh, but my homemade mutz is good second. You know what I mean? It's all about the salt. Got to get good salt. You know what I mean? The Sanish probably likes the little salt you get, the little salt jars. And you probably like little 99-cent ones, you know what I mean?
You know what? I actually do like buffalo mozzarella cheese. I had it in Italy. It was wonderful. Now, I also like the pre-shredded mozzarella cheese that you can just grab by the handful and toss onto the pot. I think that's delicious also.
I know you do.
Well, it's good.
And we also know you like the Papa John's dipping sauce. We all know that,
the
too.
Garlic sauce? Yeah, that's incredible stuff.
He probably dips his pizza in ranch, too.
No, yeah. I'm not a barbarian. Yeah.
I'm not a monster.
That's a step too far.
I'm not a monster, damn it.
Do you make your own tomato sauce too, Rich, if you don't mind my asking?
I do. I mean, I don't use my own tomatoes, but I take a can of Scalfalini, I think it is, Scalfani. It's mm-hmm. a Jersey brand of Jersey tomatoes. There's nothing in it. There's no tomato juices or anything like that. And I add salt and garlic and a little bit of olive oil, and I blend it really, really well. I drain the juices out, and then mwah.
Perfection.
And the whole time I'm doing this, I'm drinking my homemade red wine. So by the time the first bite comes out, I can't even taste it at that point. I'm like,
you should just have a restaurant. You're literally going through this entire process of how you do things.
Yeah, and this is the time of the show where we all get hungry.
I'm starving.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. You sure you don't take to-go orders?
No. I love anchovies on a pie. Anchovies are great. You know what? So Brooke Singman from Fox News,
yes,
our buddy, who we should get on the show tomorrow. Brooke is from New Haven, Connecticut. When I first met her, I was filling in for Jimmy Fallon, whose show I'll be on Friday night. Shameless plug. I'll be taping Fox News Saturday night, Friday night. And I was on America's Newsroom today, by the way. I should mention that, too. We'll play the clip in just a second. But Brooke is from New Haven, Connecticut. So we bonded over pizza when I first met her.
They have great pizza there.
The best.
Yeah, I think it's the best pizza in
Frank and Pepe's
world,
is the greatest pizza in the world.
I had it this weekend, actually.
Did you?
Yeah, I was in Boston for the weekend, and we stopped on the way there.
That oven is the single oldest, I believe, continuously operating pizza oven in America, I believe. I could be wrong about that, but because the old De Lorenzo's in Trenton is gone. The original and the
travesty.
Total travesty. I mean, I used to go there all the time. They didn't have a bathroom. They just had a little sink you could wash your hands. And Totano's Pizza in Coney Island, they had a fire so that the original oven in Totano's is gone. And the other thing is that Lombardi's in New York City, which claims to be the oldest pizzeria, that place has gone so friggin' downhill. I would rather go to one of those 99 slice places at the freaking Port Authority bus terminal than I would ever eat there. Ever in my life. That's how bad that is. But no, Frank and Pepe's is, I think it's better. I've never had pizza in Italy that good.
I agree. And since 1925, they've had that coal-fired brick oven pizza.
It's got to be the oldest continuously operating oven in America. See, ask AI if it is. It's got to be.
You were right. Lombardi's is technically the
Lombardi's
oldest.
Sucks. I'm telling you right now, Lombardi's is, I don't know what happened. I don't know what they did. I don't know what, but it's awful. It's a tourist trap. It's terrible. Don't go there. It's disgusting. It's a disgrace. I would honestly rather eat Domino's and I would rather eat Domino's with pineapple than eat Lombardi's.
Right.
That's how bad that friggin' pizza is. It's a disgrace because that's supposed to be the oldest pizza in America. Oh, please. Disgrace.
I've never seen you so fired up about anything.
The Rich Scioli Food Critic Hour.
Oh, my God.
By the way, just to add this. Pepe's doesn't sound good, but trust me, it is. The clam pizza at Pepe's is outrageously
good. Oh, it's outstanding.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Oh, it's incredible. I can't say enough good things. And you wouldn't think that that's a combination that would work, yet somehow they've perfected it.
No, the clam pizza is great. And again, this all comes down to the fact that you got to realize that pizza is the ultimate peasant food. And back in Naples, which my buddy went to the first pizzeria that ever opened in the world, and it's in Naples, Italy. And he said it's not that great, but it's worth going to because you take the pizza and you fold it like a sandwich and you eat it. And that's how they used to do it. And what would happen is the guys who worked on the docks back then and the fishermen, that's what they would get for lunch. They'd walk over, they order a pizza, and they eat like a sandwich. And they love seafood, so they would throw clams on there. They didn't have cheese on it. It was just either a plain pizza with sauce or they would do clams. That was it. Like, those are your two choices. Cheese would not come for a long time. You know what I mean? Like, that would be a while until they'd start putting cheese on pizza. So, anyway, I don't know how we got on this topic, but Brooke Singman, who, of course, has been writing about Russia collusion, doing a great job reporting on Russia collusion, well, she and I bonded over this because she loves Frank and Pepe's, and she said it's better than Sally's at pizza, and I believe her. I think she's right about that. I've never been to Sally's. I don't need to
really?
Go. Yeah,
Sally's is really good, but I think Pepe's is better.
She tweeted out that Andrew Bailey has now been tapped as co-deputy director of the FBI by Pam Bondi. She knows about him. So we should get her on tomorrow to talk to us about that. What he's going to do to work beside Bongino. I think he's going to be working on the Epstein stuff, from what I understand. You know, I think he's going to be doing some of this stuff from what I'm hearing behind the scenes, at least anyway, like that. You know what I mean? So, yeah, no. Is that so? Is that the oldest continuously operating oven? Forget Lombardi's.
It is Lombardi's. If you don't count Lombardi's,
count Lombardi's.
All right. If you don't count Lombardi's, there's a place called Papa's Tomato Pies in, it looks like, Trenton.
Oh, Papa's is great.
I've never been there before.
The original Papa's is fantastic.
That's been around since 1912, so that has Pepe's beat by about 13 years.
Wow, okay. All right. But it's is that what's is that coal fired?
It doesn't say.
Interesting. Papa's is fantastic. The original Papa's is fantastic. It's great. You know, there used to be these wars between DiLorenzo's and Papa's, but you know, it's funny too because every time like we had a bunch of guys from that area who came to the show on Friday, and you know, everybody has their own favorite Trenton style pie. It's a thing, you know. So, and don't even get me started on Hamilton because Hamilton got great pizza too. Robbinsville, yeah. Papa's is now in Robbinsville. So, yeah, so is the original Papa's still there?
Well, this is according to ChatGPT, so maybe AI.
Eppolito, is the original Papa's still there or did it move? Because I don't know if it's still there or not. That's what I'd like to know, because I know that that would be interesting to find out. We live in the greatest pizza capital of the world. This is why when, and I don't understand this, I really don't. I don't, for the life of me, understand how people that have access to such incredible food could elect a jackass like Murphy, like a guy from Massachusetts, a masshole, where they have some of the worst, I'm sorry, Kerry, but some of the worst pizza on the planet.
Whoa, Boston pizza's good.
Nah.
Oh, I love Santarpio's. Regina's is excellent.
Overrated.
Oh, that's insane.
It's overrated. Just saying.
You Santarpio's I mean? Has been around for a while. I'm kind of surprised that's not on this list.
Every worthy restaurant has moved out of Trenton. Trenton back in the day, Chambersburg, the Italian neighborhood, was fantastic back in the day. Oh, my God. They had such great restaurants back there. But you know what? They all left. They all left. And this is what happens because crime gets bad and they leave. And then and it's nothing. It's gone. There's nothing left. It's so sad. So sad. Thank God we have South Philly. It's like the only great, you got Hamilton, South Philly. I mean, then there's pockets of places, but you know, and you got to drive really. Papa's moved from Robbinsville, so it's not the original location. So that's my point. Frank and Pepe's is the oldest continuously operating, right?
Well, okay. So I did a little more research, and it looks like Papa's did preserve the original oven.
Okay, then that, I would count that. Then.
Yeah.
I would, as long as they have the same oven, I'll count that.
They consider it the oldest continuously run family pizzeria.
All right, I'll count that. I'll let that. Yeah. As long as it's the same oven, fine with me.
It is coal fired too.
Then done. Then Papa's wins. So Papa's one, and then Frank and Pepe's number two.
And not Lombardi's.
No, because Lombardi sucks. And I don't know what they did. Right. I don't know what happened. I don't know who took it over. I don't know what that, whatever they did there.
Ooh, wait
it's
a
like
second.
A microwave. I'd rather have microwave.
Oh,
people.
God.
Wait, what? Lombardi's, their oven was actually destroyed, so I don't think they should count at all.
See?
What?
See?
That's what ChatGPT is telling me. It's not the same oven. It's the same pizzeria, obviously. It's the same since 1905, but the oven may not be the original.
Yeah, and Titano's in Coney Island, it's a shame, too, because Titano's was also one of the oldest, and I used to love that place. And then when their oven, when they had that fire and they replaced the oven, it was just never the same after that. I don't know why. I mean, it's just these little things make a difference. That's why I never clean my pizza oven, ever. Like, I'll put a body in there. I'll, you know what I mean? Like, I'll kill somebody and leave the body, but I won't clean it. I'll add it to the flavor. So.
It's extra seasoning.
Yeah. All right. So speaking of shredded cheese, Caroline Levitt shredded the fake news, and I'm going to get to that. But now I'm late, so I got to take a quick break. But we'll get into that. She shredded the fake news. Also, too, the president says no U.S. troops on the ground. You have my assurance. He said that this morning on Fox and Friends. That's fantastic. Actually, let's play that before we go to break, because that makes me very, very happy during this happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. No U.S. troops on the ground. Cut 9. Uh-oh.
What kind of assurances do you feel like you have that going forward and, you know, past this Trump administration, it won't be American boots on the ground defending that border?
Well, you have my assurance, and I'm president, and I'm just trying to stop people from being killed, Charlie. Look. They're losing from 5,000 to 7,000 people a week.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy. But no boots on the ground, period. Good. And I don't want to be the world's police. We're done with that. But we could be the world's mediator. I'm okay with that as well. Toccanelli's, the OG in Philly. Fantastic. Kidding me? One of the best. Absolutely. The problem is they just keep running out of dough. All right. So, yeah, what do we got to do? I got to do this. Tri-County Auto. All right. Look, Tri-County Auto is our official car sponsor. Here's the deal. All right. And these are the specials for my friends at Tri-County Auto. All right. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. Make this a great time, the summer event. Make this the summer event right now for Jeeps. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. You can lease a new 2025 Jeep Wrangler Sport 4XE for only $349 a month for 36 months. Or check out a new 2025 Jeep Compass Limited. Lease that for only $329 a month for 36 months. But you got to hurry in because these offers will not last long. And what I love about Tri-County Auto is the people. Brian Krieger, my man, always gives generously, incredibly generously to the Travis Manning Foundation. Every year we do our radiothon. I've had the great pleasure of having dinner with Brian and his wife, Cheryl, and getting to know them, their dog, Maverick, the great people at Tri-County Auto who came to our show. We did our live show here. They're just wonderful people, and they're going to take great care of you. No pressure. It's an excellent experience. Right off of 422, Limerick, King of Prussia, that whole area, easy to get to. Now, I love driving American. I love the pride of driving American. I love the fact you can deduct the interest on an American car thanks to the One Big Beautiful Bill. But if you're interested in driving a Toyota, Toyota's making more and more investments right here in the United States of America right now. So get inside a Toyota at Tri-County Toyota right now during the national sales event. You can lease a new 2025 Tacoma four-wheel drive double cab SR5 for just $259 a month for 36 months. Or buy and get rates as low as 3.75 for 48 months. You can check out the new 2025 Grand Highlander Hybrid and lease that for $459 a month for 36 months. Just go to tricounty.com. See all the specials, all the inventory, and know this. They are the car dealer that stands with us, period. That should mean something to you. It means a lot to me. That's for sure. I'm honored and proud. And I love driving American. I love driving a Jeep. Well, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. So many options to choose from. If you want a nice big Ram truck, I don't blame you. Whatever it is, Tri-County will take care, great care of you. Just like they take great care of our veterans and great care of everybody that I send over there. So go see them today and check them out at tricounty.com. Tri-County Auto.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Seoli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
This is a big deal, and it's going to happen on Friday. However, I will be off, but we will go into vacation mode. It probably won't come out really until after Labor Day, but this is good stuff. James Comer saying that, yeah, it's all happening and good. So, I trust Comer. I think he's solid. He's a real deal. And he said that Justice Department officials will begin handing over the Epstein files starting Friday in compliance with a subpoena the committee issued this month. Lawmakers will make public redacted versions of the documents they received from the Justice Department, but did not specify a timeline for that release. So I think it's all going to start coming out. I think the timing of that new guy they hired at the Justice Department is also part of all of this. So we will see. I am not going to give up on this story, obviously, and neither is Comer. And based on what Bill Barr said yesterday, there's nothing in there that implicates Donald Trump in anything. So there you go. Nothing. Okay. So at the White House press briefing today, Caroline Leavitt said definitively there will be no boots on the ground. And she said there might be other security guarantees to our European allies. I don't really want the U.S. doing much of anything. I think our European allies can handle it all on their own. I don't know. Did I play cut four? I don't think I played cut four yet. Did I? Okay, so this is what the White House press secretary said today. Look, I certainly don't want boots on the ground. I want to see us. I think NATO and Europe can handle this without us. I really don't think we need to be involved here in the least, but I understand why we have to at least say we may have to be involved as long as these negotiations are happening. Let's just hope it's just that. Cut four.
The president has definitively stated U.S. boots will not be on the ground in Ukraine, but we can certainly help in the coordination and perhaps provide other means of security guarantees to our European allies. The president understands security guarantees are crucially important to ensure a lasting peace, and he has directed his national security team to coordinate with our friends in Europe and also to continue to cooperate and discuss these matters with Ukraine and Russia as well.
Okay. Now, Jackie Heinrich asked the question, since the president often says this war would not have started if he were in office. And it's true. And Putin said that, too. And I agree with that. I think that's very obvious. And Biden also did nothing to end the war. Nothing. Cut six.
Since the president often says that this war would not have started if he were in office, and Putin confirmed that.
It's true. Do you accept that as true? The
probably.
European leaders do. Well, and President Putin himself said that, by the way.
He did say that.
He did say that, no doubt about that. And then a reporter asked, what indications is the president getting from Putin over this? This could all end. Cut five.
What indications is the president getting from Putin that he wants to have this meeting with Zelensky soon?
Because he spoke to him directly yesterday.
And he expressed that
Haley,
rather than later.
He spoke to that directly yesterday, and the president put that in his statement that he gave to all of you, the news media, knowing you'd be asking following that conversation in the effort of transparency.
On the issue of crime in D.C., which is what I was talking about this morning on America's Newsroom on Fox News, if I haven't mentioned that yet, I apologize. My bad. Should have mentioned that. And that is the top story of the day, sponsored by Dr. Mike Veneria. It's not about cost. It's about care and commitment to dental excellence. Schedule your appointment with Dr. Mike today. Get a level of care you deserve. VeneriaDental.com. She highlighted the Trump administration's remarkable success in cleaning up D.C. crime. This is cut number seven.
President Trump's efforts to make D.C. safe again are working. There have been a total of 465 arrests since the start of this operation on Thursday, August 7th. Last night, there were a total of 52 arrests, including the arrest of an illegal alien MS-13 gang member with convictions for DWI and drug possession. Thanks to President Trump's leadership and the outstanding work of both federal and local law enforcement, dangerous gang members like the one picked up last night will not be allowed on the streets of our nation's capital. Other arrests last night included assault with a deadly weapon for stabbing, parole violation for robbery, murder, outstanding warrant for attempted murder, assault on federal law enforcement officer, and felony assault. Four more homeless encampments were also removed during yesterday's reporting period. To date, a total of 48 homeless encampments have been cleared in Washington, D.C. by multi-agency teams. MPD patrol units are actively working with city officials to locate and clear additional encampments and remove homeless residents off of Washington's streets. And despite fake narratives from the media, again, a significant number of the arrests have been in high crime areas of D.C. In fact, nearly half of all of the non-illegal alien-related arrests have occurred in Wards 7 and 8, the two wards that have the highest number of violent crime, as well as homicides and assaults with dangerous weapons last year. So while Democrats continue to coddle violent criminals, President Trump and this administration are focused on putting them behind bars and unapologetically standing up for the safety of law-abiding American citizens. And the White House will continue to provide all of you with the results of this operation in the days ahead.
Okay. Here's what I said this morning. Let me set this up for you real quick. So Bill Malusian played a little montage of all these Democrats screaming about tyranny and Trump is a dictator and blah, 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 blah. You know, the usual talking points. Trump's a dictator, tyranny, blah, 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 blah. And then I said this. Yesterday during the press conference, President Trump said, I'm not a dictator. I'm here to make D.C. safe. And they're accusing him of being a dictator because he's sending in the National Guard. Now, the National Guard is not going over to people and saying, show me your MAGA hat. I want to hear your allegiance to Donald Trump. The National Guard is there for a presence so that the police can go into the neighborhoods, which are mostly black, mostly Latino, and those are the neighborhoods that are affected by crime. So to hear these mostly white, college-educated liberals go on about how there's no crime, this is the great disconnect in the Democrat Party. Donald Trump is doing the right thing here. He doesn't have to. I mean, he really doesn't. He's helping the poor neighborhoods that are affected by crime. And the 30 days, to the point about the 30 days, Congress should extend it. Look, I don't like these emergency powers that presidents use. I think that if we got to be careful about this because Democrats will use it on climate change. But Congress has the power under the Home Rule Charter Act, which was signed by Richard Nixon. So extend the power. Give the power to federal law enforcement. I think the mayor, as I was listening to that, appreciates this. I really do. I think Mayor Bowser knows this federal surge is a good thing. It's helping her residents. And why not take the help? And why not take the money, right?
Do you wish that they would do it in Philly?
Heck yeah. I mean, why not? I mean, it would be a big help to Philly. And I talk to the cops all the time about this. But there's another problem, though. And that is that arresting him is one thing, Dana. But then you got to prosecute him. You got to charge him. You got to actually go to court and try to put them away. That's the second piece of this. It's not happening because of the Soros prosecutors. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Now, you cut off when Bill Malusian says good point. He said good point. You cut it off, DeSantis, but that's what he said.
Yesterday during the press conference.
But what I wanted to say, and the segment ended after that, I was going to say, and I'd rather have the National Guard in D.C. helping out than in Ukraine. And damn it, I didn't get the chance. And now I'm going to beat myself up for that all friggin' day and night. I'm not going to sleep now tonight. This is what I do. It's what I do. I do a Fox News hit, and then I lie awake at night thinking, oh, I wanted to say that, and I didn't say it. Because these segments are so short. You know, you take 2 hours up to New York, 2 hours back for a freaking 90-second hit, and then I write all my talking points down, and then... I forget to say what I wanted to say because the segment ended too fast. I don't know why. Sometimes they go on for 7 minutes and sometimes they go for like 3 minutes. It just depends on whatever the news flow is. You just never know. But I'm mad at myself because I wanted to say that. And that would have been great. That would have been a great way to top it. And I'll tell you something else, Dana. I'd rather have the National Guard in D.C. protecting the monuments than on the ground in Ukraine. Boom. And thanks to President Trump, I don't have to worry about that because he's brokering peace with Russia and Ukraine. Boom. You know what? Maybe I'll get the chance Friday. Just saying. On a different show. Maybe. If Benedict Coates doesn't take my spot again. So.
You have your own show to say it. You got a pretty large audience here.
Yeah, I know, but I wanted to say it on that show. So mad. So mad. Now, apparently someone's trying to blackmail me saying that there's video evidence of pineapple pizza in my wood-fired pizza oven. I'm going to report this to the FBI. I don't believe this is true. One of my buddies. But I'm going to report this to the FBI. I will not be blackmailed. This is going right to law enforcement. Problem is the guy who's doing it to law enforcement, so this could get ugly real quick. Might have to go to one of my family members, if you know what I mean. I have to go right to one of my uncles. Take care of this.
Make the problem go away.
Make this problem disappear. So that's that on the crime. And you know, look, I'm just saying, I think that when you've got Lindsey Graham saying, blessed are the peacemakers, the biggest freaking warmonger in the history of warmongers, Like I told you, Lindsey Graham goes to bed every night cuddling little with a little doll of Genghis Khan. Like, he loves war. He does. He loves war. He's never married because he wanted to marry war. And war turned him down. It's true. The Southern gentleman. That's why he's a bachelor after all these years. But even he is acknowledging that the president is peaceful. And this is the Trump effect on the Republican Party. The change here. When you get even guys like Lindsey Graham saying this. Cut 15.
Oh, so he's flying back from Alaska. Now, you were there, right? That's not an easy trip to go to Alaska, be on the ground for 6 or 8 hours and come back. On his way back, he called me and said, do you want to play golf at 11 o'clock tomorrow? And I said, no, I'm too tired just watching you, much less being you. So he's a force of nature. Mr. President, if you're watching tonight, I'm very proud of you. Blessed are the peacemakers, and you are a peacemaker to be blessed. Now, we can talk all night about what happened today, but here's the most important thing to me. Today, Zelensky and Putin have agreed to meet. That would not have happened without President Trump. And you can never end this war unless those two people meet. And he's also pledged to have a second meeting where he will be with Zelensky and Putin. But the idea that Zelensky and Putin are going to meet for the first time since this war started, it gives me some hope we can end it. I just talked to the Finnish president, and you need to have him on his show. He's a good guy. He said it went very, very well today. So let's keep our fingers crossed. But how did this war start? A weak president of the United States. How does this war end? A strong president of the United States. Okay.
Joe in Columbus on YouTube. I can't read his comment. Lindsay, you know what a dog does to somebody's leg? Lindsay does that to Patriot missiles. That's very funny. That's very funny. Well done, Joe. Well done. There was a huge sinkhole on Route 38 in Burlington County by Haynesport. Did you see that today?
I saw it yesterday.
Massive sinkhole?
Yeah, it was almost 2 car lengths long.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go. Did they fix it?
Yeah, they actually did. I drove by it today on the way here, and they were smoothing it out. I guess they had filled it and done whatever they needed to, and they were like rolling the giant rolling pin things over it to make sure it was flat.
This seems to be happening a lot more in our area. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of extra road construction doesn't seem necessary, and then the sinkhole, and it's just a lot going on.
I think it's all that frigging crap they put on the roads whenever they go, oh, it might snow, and then they just start throwing all that crap on the roads.
It just makes it horrible.
I think so. And Murphy is the worst because he declares a state of emergency the minute that somebody says there might be like a drop of ice.
Terrible.
And he shuts down the state and the because he loves declaring emergencies, his royal ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable. And then they all go out there and they start putting that crap on the roads, and then friggin' potholes, sinkholes. No wonder why this stuff's happening. Whatever that is that they put on the roads. What is it? It's like an ice. It's like a salt brine mixture, whatever. It can't be good. So, all right, I got to take a break. All right. I'll do that. We got another hour to this crap. An hour of this show to go. Holy cow. I got a whole other hour ahead of me. God. All right. Quick break. We'll come right back. More to come. I'll give you the latest on all this stuff that we haven't even scratched the surface on yet. But I'm going to tell you about Bob's Little Sports Shop, my great friends over there. How does this sound for a unique out-of-the-box experience? Have your event at Bob's Little Sports Shop. I'm talking about, you can have your bachelor party, a bachelorette party. You can have an office event. Whatever kind of event you want, do it at Bob's Little Sports Shop in Glassboro. Bob's offers both men and women trained instructors, private and closed events that can host up to 30 people. Book a smaller group, 10 or less during business hours, and have your own instructor for some shooting range fun. Call Bob's for pricing and details. No alcohol or drugs permitted on premises, obviously. Call Bob's to book their co-ed shooting event Sunday, August 24th at 1 p.m. Bob's also offers private and group lessons on introduction to firearms, shooting, and cleaning classes. Bob's instructors are certified NRA and range safety officers. Firearms ID cards are not required for anyone attending events, and no previous experience is necessary. Bob's also hosts women and co-ed shooting events throughout the year for new shooters or anyone interested in learning about proper firearms ownership. Just call Bob's, visit them today. They're my go-to. They're my store. They've been standing with this station for years and years and years. You remember Bob's Poems? Well, they're our official sponsor, and Bob's has been in business for 60 years. So have your great event there, and check out this coming Sunday, August 24th, 1 p.m. for their co-ed shooting event. That sounds like a blast. Bob'sLittleSportsShop.com. This ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.